Governor Jay Inslee and the state of Washington are in a legal battle with native tribes over salmon. The issue? Culverts. They allow streams to pass under roadways, but for salmon, culverts block access to the spawning grounds. Now, courts have ruled that violates Native American fishing rights, and the culverts need to be repaired. It could cost more than $2 billion. So the state is challenging that decision in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Bob Anderson directs the Native American Law Center at the University of Washington. He told David Hyde about the legal issues and why these culverts are such a problem.
They really do block fish from getting up rivers. And so there were pictures that I've seen of these salmon dead in a pool underneath a culvert where they couldn't get up to the actual culvert to cross the road. And so that's one way that they do it. And then on the trip out, the younger salmon that are ready to go to the ocean sometimes encounter places where it's just too high to leap to get up to the culvert, and they can't make it out to the ocean. And so there's a lot of damage, and the evidence indicated, both the state and the tribe agreed, that it was about 250,000 adults that were prevented from being available for harvest because of these culverts that were blocking the rivers.
All right, well, in terms of this dispute between the state of Washington and Indian nations within this state, how is this a violation of tribal fishing rights?
Since the state can't authorize interference with the fishing rights and by non-Indians, either by enforcing trespass laws against Indians or by allowing non-Indians to catch all the fish that are headed toward the Indian fishery, follows that the U.S. can also protect the tribe from being subject to habitat degradation that destroys fishing runs.
State of Washington has admitted essentially that fixing these culverts is a good idea in the sense that it's a big benefit to fish habitat. So why are they going forward with this appeal?
I think that they don't want to be forced to do it. They don't know where the line will be drawn in terms of what else will they have to do next. What will be the next lawsuit by the tribes in the United States be against them? They feel that they want to fix these culverts. They want to improve salmon habitat because they think it's a good thing, but they resist vehemently the notion that this is a treaty right that can be utilized as a club in court to force them to do things that, as a policy matter, they might otherwise not do.
But law is about precedent. Does the state have a point? Could they be required to do something down the road that they don't want to do as a result of this decision?
Sure, they might be required to reform logging practices on state lands to be even more protective of fish habitat than they are now. People always talk about the tide gates that are authorized under state law for farmers to keep salt water out of their fields. And whether or not those have detrimental effects on salmon is something that's contested, but most people think that they do. And so all sorts of incremental environmental harms that the state authorizes could be subject to attack under this precedent.
Yeah, and I don't know how much they're going to take this into account, but the dollar amount seems pretty high to me. $2.4 billion is what I'm seeing. How likely is it that they'll be looking at that in trying to make a decision here?
Well, that was interesting because the court did have a lot of questions about whether or not they should send the case back to the trial judge to have a more careful analysis of exactly which culverts ought to be removed. And the cost, I think, of the placing all 1,200 culverts that are at issue here is very large. And I think the panel was sensitive to that. And it's possible if they could uphold the treaty right of the tribe, but tell the judge to be a little more sensitive to the state's financial needs and look at the particular culverts to make sure you get the biggest bang for the buck.
How do you think the Ninth Circuit is going to rule in this case on the question of the state's responsibility to protect salmon habitat and therefore honor tribal fishing rights?
Well, I think the Ninth Circuit has got some very strong precedent supporting the tribe and the U.S. position in this case. And I'd be surprised if they did not rule in the tribe's favor. Although at oral argument, the questions clearly indicated that they were concerned about this line drawing business. You know, how far does this go? And I thought the tribe's attorney had an excellent answer, which is that, well, this is something that comes up on a case-by-case basis, and you have to look at all the facts and equities in any particular situation. And here, the state's own evidence demonstrates that there's a huge problem with these culverts, and that they should be ordered to fix them is something that follows from that agreed upon fact. And so I expect the Ninth Circuit to rule in favor of the tribes, but it's a dangerous game to guess what three judges are going to do.
The problem with culverts. Bob Anderson, UW law professor. He directs the Native American Law Center. He spoke with David Hyde. We contacted the state attorney general's office. They declined to be interviewed on this.